Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves took Game 1 of the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers 5-1. A crowd of about 11,500 were allowed to sit in the stands in socially distant groups, making it the first game with fans this season. The Rays, meanwhile, widened their lead in the American League Championship, doubling up the Astros 4-2. In MLB news, a family spokesman says Hall of Fame second baseman Joe Morgan died Sunday at age 77. Morgan reportedly suffered from a nerve condition. He became the spark plug of the Big Red Machine, a two-time Most Valuable Player, 10-time All-Star, and winner of 5 Gold Gloves. Later a broadcaster, he was a key part of the Cincinnati team with Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, and Tony Perez that won the World Series titles in 1975 and 76. And Padres outfielder Tommy Pham is recovering after he was stabbed in the back Sunday night. Pham was reportedly stabbed shortly after 10:30 p.m. outside a gentleman's club. Police say he didn't know the attackers, who remain at large. In NBA news, police in Los Angeles say a total of 76 people were arrested outside Staples Center after a crowd celebrating the Lakers' 17th championship win on Sunday turned chaotic, damaging 30 buildings and businesses. In the NFL last night, Will Lutz nailed a 36-yard field goal with just over 5 minutes left in overtime before the Saints stopped Chargers receiver Mike Williams just short on fourth down to preserve a 30-27 victory. A person familiar with the situation says the Bills-Titans game remains on schedule for tonight at 7 after the Titans had no new positive cases of COVID-19 yesterday. In college football, Syracuse coach Dino Babers says preseason All-American defensive standout Andre Sisco will miss the rest of the season following a pregame warm-up injury just over 2 weeks ago. Sisco entered the season with 12 interceptions as a safety, most among returning players in FBS, and added another in the two games he played this season. I'm Jesse King.